This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. If you find yourself becoming dissatisfied with the offerings from regular television producers, either the broadcast networks or cable and online, allow me to suggest a somewhat out-of-the-box alternative. Amazon. Yes, they've got an Amazon Prime video service, but that's other people's stuff. The company announced this week it's going to start offering its own original content. The first one, Alpha House, premieres November the 15th to Amazon Prime members, and therein lies the rub. Meredith Blake covers television for the Los Angeles Times. Meredith, good to talk to you.
You too.
Why does Amazon need this? I mean, they're not the original content people.
Right. I don't know that I'd say that they need it, but I'd say that they can certainly use some more subscribers to Amazon Prime. I think the report is that they have 11 million subscribers, mm-hmm. and that's a lot less than how many people use Amazon.
So they're using this to get people to Amazon Prime, which is the shopping service and all of that.
That's right, yes, in which you can get free two-day shipping and buy pretty much anything.
And I confess, and I have said this before on the show, I am a proud Amazon Prime member. It works. Uh-huh. I shop there a lot. But I don't know, if I were not an Amazon Prime person, whether this would get me to sign up. Do you think it's going to work?
I think it will work for some people. I mean, if you're the kind of person who I think there's a barrier to entry with Amazon Prime. I think some people think $79 a year. I don't buy that much from Amazon.
Yeah.
But if you can get that and you can get access to their library of licensed content, which is a huge number of films and TV shows, plus a new funny show starring John Goodman,
right,
maybe that'll be the tipping point for you.
Let's talk about this cast. It's got Goodman and a whole bunch of big names in it.
Yes. It has Mark Consuelos, who's playing sort of a Marco Rubio-type character. It also has Amy Sedaris and Wanda Sykes, a lot of very well-known comedy actors who have a built-in fan base.
And this is just the first one. Alpha House is the first one, and for some reason they call it the second one Betas, whatever.
Betas,
and I don't know
right.
what their thing is with the Greek alphabet.
I know.
What do you suppose the conversation was like between Amazon Studios and these person's agents when they said, listen, we're going to do some original content?
I think people's attitudes towards that are changing really rapidly. I mean, I think with Netflix, you know, and House of Cards, they got huge A-list talent attracted to that. They got a ton of awards recognition this year.
Because it was great. I mean, you know, their stuff was really good.
Yeah, and I think the kind of resistance to that, the snobbery, if you want to call it that, is quickly fading. I think, you know, you've seen this with TV in general. Now it's become cooler to be on TV than to be in the movies.
Yep.
And I think
which is annoying all the TV actors, by
exactly.
the way. Exactly. Yeah.
And so I think that's changing with these web outlets, too.
If, though, you are Reed Hastings at Netflix or somebody running HBO or any of the biggies, are you a little uptight about this? You a little nervous?
I think maybe you're a little nervous, but I think we have to remember that we don't know if these shows are any good yet. You know, we don't know if they're going to get the kind of acclaim that things like House of Cards and Orange is the New Black and then, you know, shows that HBO has been doing for 20 years that have gotten these kind of awards.
One thing we should point out is that they are not doing the binge-watching model of Orange is the New Black. They're going to release the first, three, and then they're going to dribble it out week by week like conventional TV.
That's right, yes. Three at once so that anyone can watch them, and then after that you have to subscribe and watch week to week, which is more of a traditional TV model.
Amazon is known for entering a space and then, not viciously, but with a determined mindset, driving everybody else out of that space. Do you think that's what they're going to do here, or is this truly just a thing they're doing for Amazon Prime?
I think it's hard to tell. I think if these two shows do well, I would be willing to bet that they push way more aggressively in terms of getting A-list talent attached, in terms of expanding their catalog of back titles that they have available to, you know, not necessarily original content, but the old shows and old movies. They'll get more aggressive about that. I think it's sort of a wait-and-see moment, but I would not be surprised.
Meredith Blake covers television for the Los Angeles Times. Meredith, thanks a lot.
Thanks for having me.